This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Daniel Glading, G-L-A-D-D, like David, I-N-G. Date of birth is 5/21/1956. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Glading with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and anemia of chronic disease. His last visit was June 9th of 2025. He had to reschedule several follow-up appointments due to car trouble, which it's doing better at this point. His wife is here with him for this visit. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no changes in dyspnea on exertion, that is stable, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and he feels as if he urinates very adequately and very frequently. No dysuria, no incontinence, and no edema, no mental status changes. Medications, I want to highlight the Coreg 3.125 milligram daily, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, Norvasc 10 milligram daily. Also, Lipitor was switched to Crestor 40 milligram at bedtime. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 230 pounds, and that's at least a 5-pound decrease since his last visit. Pulse is 64. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 126 over 68. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without Rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen is obese and non-tender, no ascites. And he has 1+ edema of the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 2/20 of 2026. His creatinine is 2.83, which is stable. Previous levels were 2.59, 2.77, 2.81, and 3.11, so it's stable. His estimated GFR is 23. Albumin 4.7, calcium is 9.8, phosphorus 4.2, sodium 142, potassium 5, carbon dioxide 25. Hemoglobin is 12.0, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. We've asked the patient to have lab studies done monthly, and he will do them in the Edmore office. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable, and 3, hypertension is well controlled. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.